I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, hour two.
Yes.
Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know, you say I never leave my house. I'm going down to Boston next weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go see Jim Gaffigan, the comedian. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Never heard of him before.
Get out of here. Guy's only been around. Yeah, Mike, the guy's been around forever.
The Hot Pocket takes still.
Yeah. He's funny. He is pretty funny. I'm looking forward. His tickets for a little
price. Let me just get this straight real quick.
Yeah.
Take a look inside of Arnie's mind, because we get a bonus hour here tonight. So we get a fourth hour, which is awesome. Watch the Nuggets, Timberwolves. Fun game so far. Timberwolves had the, updated score, 44-40, Minnesota leads with 2:40 left in the first half. Winner of this game is the one seed in the West with two games to go. So it gives you a leg up, I think. You know, you might end up having the Lakers in the first round, but still, you want to be the one seed. I disagree with you. I think you want to be the top seed. But we'll see who pulls this out. We got some late baseball that have been going on. So we got a lot going on during the show tonight. But let me get this right. You have now left your house twice in the last 3 months to go see a comedian, but you wouldn't leave your house to drive like an hour and a half to go watch the women's Final Four.
I was going to go see Caitlin Clark, but it was a three-hour drive.
Three-hour
drive. But the tickets were pricey. They were, my goodness. But you know what's so funny is the finals were so much more expensive. I should have gone when I had a chance to, because it was only like $100 to go to that game. You know?
I still, it's kind of wild. I think it's going to be fun to watch if this momentum carries over for women's college basketball and then off to the WNBA. But, I mean, sometimes you just have fads that take over, and it's huge in that moment, but it doesn't mean anything in the long run, right?
It's great for
Caitlin Clark, but I don't know if this suddenly says women's college basketball will have 14 million viewers regularly.
It's not going to, but what's going to happen is – If I said, hey, I'm home and I know that Caitlin Clark is playing for the Indiana Fever and the game's on, I'm going to put the game on. But there's really not much competition during that time. I'm not going to go ahead and make an appointment television like I did with the LSU game against Iowa. But I do want to see how she's doing. I do want to check, see how many points she has. I do want to see if she's dominating. And the networks agree with me. They're putting the Indiana Fever on 36 of the out of their 40 games, 36 will be televised. So they're really pushing it, you know?
I'm just, you know, it's like everything has a purpose and not anything and everything is a sign that suddenly this is just going to take off. For soccer was a great example, right? Whenever the women won the World Cup the first time, and who was it? Julie Foudy ripped her shirt off in celebration. It's like, oh, this is going to do so much for women's soccer. They launch a professional soccer league. It kind of flames out, you know, and just doesn't – it doesn't take – now, it's great for young girls to see this and fall in love with the sport, and maybe that gets them to where they want to do this for the rest of their lives, and that's awesome. But I just – I think the WNBA is going to get a good bounce from this, but I don't know if this has suddenly elevated the women's game past the men's game. I cover this, my 9-to-5 covering women's sports.
Right.
I just kind of laugh whenever people are like, oh, women's basketball is going to take off now in college. I'm like, well, yeah, we'll see. I think Caitlin Clark was pretty much the reason people were watching. I don't think it had anything to do with anything else outside of her. That's just my unfortunate belief.
I actually agree. I don't think people are going to continue. Like, I don't think people would say, oh, Iowa's playing again tonight. Let's go ahead and tune into the game. No, without Caitlin Clark, nobody's going to watch it. Nobody's going to pay attention to it. What's that going to do to the ratings? I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's going to go down to what it was. But my goodness, it was just unbelievable. 4 million, just about 4 million more people watched it.
You're right. You're 100% right. But I don't – sometimes things can just be what they are. Hey, this is a great moment for basketball. It doesn't have to be, this is a signature moment that will change everything and how the game is viewed. I hope so. But, I mean, just we try to create all these incredible bell cow moments. It's just, you know, they're a moment in time and that's it.
What are you doing if you're Caitlin Clark then with all these offers? Are you taking the $5 million from the big three? Or are you taking $10 million from Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports, if that's even real? I'm sure it is.
Portnoy's got money. He can do it.
Yeah, he can. What's
his offer to her? I didn't see what his was.
From what I saw, $10 million for her to just play in his intramural league or something to that effect. $10 million. So, you know, you could laugh all you want. That's a lot of money. Yeah. I mean, think about that for a second. I may take that over the $5 million with the big three and because I'm playing against a bunch of, you know, nobodies that probably can't play basketball. But it, you know, what about commercials? I mean, how much this guy is this girl going to make in endorsements? It's going to be through the roof. It's going to be crazy.
It's been fun, right? It's been fun to follow. And she's got me hooked. I'll be watching WNBA games, but I don't think we're going to be at the point where when Jason and Mike are in and then Big Ben afterwards where it's, guys, the Indiana Fever, let me tell you something. They got to make – I don't know. I think it would be wild, but I just don't know if we're going to get to that point. What's going on with the Fever, guys? Your calls at 877-99 on Fox. You know,
I did look for their T-shirts again tonight. They were $24, so still thinking about getting one.
I like you being hell-bent on supporting the game by getting a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, what else am I going to do? Go to a game?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to
Indiana
and go see a game out there? Though they probably play in Connecticut. I can go down and see them when they play the Connecticut team.
Arnie and Plankin for Jason and Mike. You can catch us every Sunday night from 10 p. to 1 a. Central Time. Getting a little fill-in tonight. Our buddy Bernie Fratto is coming up next and for Big Ben Maller. But Arnie, before we get away, sorry, Shady Sean, from too much college basketball. Reaction to UConn winning the title. You know, you and I had our show Sunday night. This is the first time we've been able to hang out since UConn dominated in a championship game. John Calipari was introduced tonight. I'll play a couple clips from that in a bit. But what'd you make? I thought the title game was boring as hell, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought the whole Final Four. Like I said, you know, when we were doing the show on Sunday before we even got to the championship game, put a grade on it. I think I gave it a B- or something to that effect. Overall, the tournament's, you know, it was okay. we had a few upsets, maybe a couple of buzzer beaters, but nothing that's really going to be all that memorable, you know, down the line out there. There were some good games, but the Final Four, that was just there was no doubt who was going to win it. Connecticut was the better team out of all four of them. They deserved it, so there was no suspense there. It was just an average Final Four, Chris.
Well, and it doesn't help whenever you have the best player for the opposing team go 12 minutes without a bucket, and still what did Zach Edey end up scoring? Like 36 points?
Yeah.
But he goes 12 minutes without a bucket. UConn takes what was a 3-point game and just blows it open.
I still think it's absolutely insane that people are saying, or there's some NBA experts thinking that Zach Edey won't even get drafted. I can't wrap my mind around that, because first of all, the guy's got skills around the basket. He's got a good hook shot, and he can use either hand. He's a good rebounder. I mean, you can't teach height. We all know that. And you're going to tell me Bronny's going to be a first-round pick, but Zach Edey's not going to be drafted? I find the whole thing crazy. If I had a first-round draft pick and I'm picking 15 through whatever, 30, and I need a big guy and he's out there and I'm taking a pick, I'm going to draft him. I can't believe he's even going to last to the second round, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's why you're not an NBA general manager.
Wow, right? Well, because they do such a great job on their picks anyway. Some of these guys never even make it to training camp.
Find me, who's the big guy that you see in the NBA right now that just plays in the block and doesn't have range and can't shoot?
Who in the NBA?
Yeah, because you're saying that he can change the game. Like Jokic can shoot threes, and he's more athletic. I mean, where's this? You're like, oh, he'd have success in the NBA. Everyone needs a big man. All right, where is your Zach Edey comp then in the NBA?
I don't know if I have a comp on him, because, you know, how many guys are that big? When you're that big, you certainly want to go and develop your skills around the basket. Are you saying he's not even worth a pick when you see some of the questionable picks with two rounds in the NBA that it's 7-5 and he grabs a lot of rebounds?
Sure.
I mean, who was the guy that the Celtics took? What was his name again? That never really made it. The team he was like.
You're not supporting your case whenever you go to the UCF center that the Celtics drafted.
Yes.
What was So,
I mean, gosh, you're going to take a chance like that? I'd rather take a chance on Zach Edey and see what he can do. I think he's actually a good player, but
on Taco Fell. Do you remember where he got drafted?
Second round?
He was undrafted.
Oh, he was undrafted. Okay.
Yes. You're kind of making the point why. I'm looking at
He didn't have the numbers that Zach had, so, I mean, come on.
Well, nobody has the numbers. He's one of the greatest players in college basketball history. And because he didn't win a title, everyone just dumps all over him, because maybe it's partially because of that kind of cheesy mustache that he has, too. I mean, let's just be honest. Whenever Matt Painter said he's like a cartoon bad guy, I don't know if I ever related to anything that was more fitting. But I've scrolled through just in this conversation about five or six mock drafts, and I see one that has him going in the second round. So maybe there's a chance that he goes in the second round. I would draft him. I would take a shot on him.
So Bronny James is more of an NBA draft pick than Zach Edey.
Who's
right?
saying Bronny James is going to be a first rounder?
ESPN had him in the top 15 in their last
ESPN is dumb. If they're doing who's ever doing that is a moron. I've not seen anywhere where Bronny James is a first rounder outside of people that might project the Lakers taking him. Love LeBron James. I love Bronny James. He needs to go back to college. He needs to go. You thought you projected him going to Arizona, right? Isn't that where you think he's going
to
end up?
No, he won't. He's 20-1 odds to go to Arizona. I don't know where he's going to end up, but I don't think it's going to be Arizona, though. They certainly got room. There's a lot of people left. And hey, why don't you go to Arkansas? Seems like they've got openings, you know?
Here is one projection that has LeBron James' son, Bronny, as the 55th pick overall in the draft. That's near the last pick of the draft, and he would go to the Lakers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm laughing at these mock drafts, and I don't know why I'm looking at a freaking NBA mock draft. Why do you do this to me? But the Mavericks, with what would be the last pick at 59, taking Jamal Shead, who was the best player that I saw in person this year. I mean, it's just the NBA draft makes no sense. Can I tell you I'm looking at Yahoo Sports right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a FoxSports.com NBA mock draft, so I apologize. I want to give you the top three of the top four picks in the draft. Number one overall, the Detroit Pistons taking Alex Saar out of Perth, Australia. The Wizards picking second with Zachary Risacher. And with the fourth pick, the Spurs taking Nikola Topic.
That's how my top four went, too.
Right, right. Yeah. There's two UConn players in the top five as well, too. Stephon Castle and Donovan Klingon, who can shoot. So, yeah, there. Reed Sheppard, who probably had the worst ever NBA play, our college tournament game for a star player for Kentucky against Oakland, is projected as the sixth pick in the draft.
Wow.
So, make it make sense, Arnie. But listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I would love to see Zach Edey in like a Lakers uniform. He can't be worse than some of these centers that get recycled constantly and they're scrubs.
You said give me a comp. Are you saying there's no room for a guy like that anymore? 7'5"?
I think there's not. But I would sure love to take an opportunity. I'd love to take a shot.
You know what? I'll give you a comp. How about this? Mark Eaton.
Would Mark Eaton play in this current NBA? Jack Sigma?
No, Jack Sigma was a good. No, he was a good outside shooter from the baseline with Seattle. He had a good outside shot, Jack Sigma. He did.
So Arnie Spanier with the comp for Zach Edey Mark Eaton, who passed away 2 years ago. RIP.
Defensive Player of the Year many times.
And played his last NBA game in 1993, because the NBA today is played exactly like it was in 1993.
Exactly.
You've 100%. Got to come up with a comp more recent than that, man.
He didn't score a lot. Matter of fact, he wasn't even going to be in the NBA. He didn't even play much. What was it for? UCLA or whatever?
He's out of UCLA. That's right.
He didn't play much for that, but all of a sudden when he got to the NBA, things were different for him.
All right, let's put a cap on our college basketball talk with this. Jason and Mike out. That's Arnie Spanier. I'm Chris Plank. John Calipari was introduced to Razorback Nation tonight. And when he said this, it made Arnie mad.
You know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will. It may take a little longer because there are kids that put their name in the NBA draft that are going to go through.
Through the process. I don't know why that clip that everyone has repurposed gets clipped there, but that's where we are.
Boy,
you have a problem with that? They had eight guys officially go in the portal, and I think two more are about to enter as well.
What happened to the other five guys that are on the bench? They're just a bunch of nobodies. They don't count.
Well, okay, if you take a job and you go in to meet with your team and there's four or five guys in there, Arnie, are you going to be like, I met with the team. It's great. We got five whole guys. No, you'd be like, I met with the team. There's nobody freaking in there.
I didn't know it was that dire for them, though. You know, how many guys are they going to get to transfer from Kentucky is going to be the question. And are they be able to fill that roster, which they will because it's transfer portal. You're just ripe for the pickings on whoever you want. And get him in there, and he's going to have the money to pay these guys in NIL money. So I don't think it's going to be that tough for him to get a pretty good team off the bat.
Yeah, I don't either, because it's basically free agency, and there might be people that the big man that signed with Kentucky has already asked out of his national letter of intent. He doesn't even want to wait to see who Kentucky hires.
Why is Kentucky not hired a coach yet? What's going on? Is it Scott Drew? And Danny Hurley said no. So what are we waiting on here? I don't understand. And Scott Drew never went down there? Was that a bogus story that because he put out some tweet about him eating at some restaurant in Waco? So what's going on? Where are we with that story right now?
Let's dive into it next, because I'm going to tell you something. We're going to learn up tonight, Arnie. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, more amazing than the type of person that shows up to track flights during a coaching search. The absolute best. We'll get into it when we come back. But first, you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's Arnie and Plank. That's Arnie Spanier. You can find him at Stinkin' Genius One on the X. I'm at Plank Show. Everybody, go follow us at Fox Sports Radio. All right, Brian Finley's got an update coming up in a little under 10 minutes from now, but they've started the second half. And the Nuggets have rallied to tie it, 58-all, with about 9:32 to go in the third quarter. That's a battle for the one seed in the
West. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Not feeling it at all. But that's okay. It's still a big game, but I'm just not feeling it. And I have it on, too. I'm watching it. I don't know if I'm not feeling it.
What's wrong with it?
It's just not playoff basketball yet. Once we start getting it with the 16th, when we start the play, once we start that, then it feels a little bit different.
Did you know that your Knicks actually have a chance to finish as the 2 seed?
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. I don't think it will, too, but I don't think I want that
15% chance.
Yeah.
Right now, according to whatever statistical analysis that ESPN has put together, 61% for the Bucks to be the 2 seed. 17% for the Cavaliers, and 15% for your Knicks.
Knicks are going to be the 3 seed.
50% chance. 50% chance. I still, we were doing our show on Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time here on Fox Sports Radio. And Arnie, when DeSager talked about where the Orlando Magic were,
yeah,
I was blown away to realize that they're battling for the 4 seed right now. I was like, what? But how's Shaq and Penny doing? You know, is really one of those. Is Dwight Howard come back? Where's Nick Anderson? And it's not it kind of tongue in cheek. They're not on national TV much. I don't know if they've had a national TV game this year. And honestly, is anyone in the East really got anything for Boston? Is this a coronation in the playoffs for Boston, or is it about Philly maybe getting Embiid back and being healthy and maybe pushing him?
No, I don't even think Philadelphia is going to push him. I don't care about Joel Embiid coming back anyway. It's all Boston. I mean,
then why
did
you not want to? Then why don't you want to play him if you don't care about it? Why are you worried about the Knicks playing them in the first round if you don't care about them coming back?
The Knicks aren't going to play Boston. Oh, you mean old Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, right.
Yeah. Because I just wanted it a little bit easier, than have to go against Joel Embiid in the first one and kind of just end it early. So we have to worry about the next round after that. You know, the fact that Randall's not going to be there for the Knicks, I don't know if that's going to hurt him as much as a lot of people think. You know, it gets a lot of other guys more playing time. The shots are different. Randall holds the ball a lot, too. It kind of takes the Knicks out of their offense. I think they've looked a lot better, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll add that whenever you use the excuse that Julius Randle is out when they get beat in the first round, make sure that we mark this tape so we
have no excuses this time. No, there's
no
excuses.
All right. Couple of quick tweets. I thought this was pretty good. You can find us at Stinkin' Genius One, and I'm at Plank Show. I think I've mentioned that a couple times. Big Ron writes, Robert Williams or Luke Kornet would be good comps for Edie. Well, Williams was a first-round pick, so we'll see if Edie ends up sliding into the first round. And Kornet's kind of a cool story because that's a dude that had to kind of – your Knicks actually is where he started. He's been with the Knicks, the Bulls, the Celtics, the Cavs, the Bucks, and finally back with the Celtics after playing some time in the, I guess it's still the G League. So those are pretty good comps, I would say. But I'm kind of with you on this, man. The more that we've been talking about it, I think when we get into the pre-draft process and NBA guys get their hands on him and get to work him out a little bit, I think they'll find out he's more athletic than he looks. I think he's got a chance to get drafted. I do.
Do we put such a lack of premium on rebounding? If anything, forget about scoring. The guy can get you, 10, 12 rebounds a game, right? And play some defense. Do we say we just don't give a damn about that? If you're not shooting the three, you're pretty much worthless. We don't need you out on the court like that. I don't understand.
That's you pretty much hit it on the head when it comes to the NBA today. Hey, you're 7'4", you don't have any range, but you can block shots and you can dunk and you can play some defense, but you don't have any range. Yeah, he can't play with us. I mean, that's with you.
Insane.
Hey,
yeah.
What did all Final Four teams do in college, Arnie? What did their offense consist of? Running through a big man.
Right.
I'm not going to say we're changing the game in the NBA by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm with you. I think he deserves to get drafted. Real quick, you sent me this during the break, and one of the fun things to follow right now is Kentucky fans following this coaching search.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. You sent me a tweet from Darby Brown, who is the sports director at KWTX.
So this is a real account. It's not another fake account, I said.
No. You good job. She said this plane, they're live at this private airport where a plane landed in Temple, Texas, which I think it's fair to say Temple is pretty much on the outskirts of Waco.
I'm going to say that even though I don't know that, but I'm going to say it anyway.
What?
That it is.
I just drove through it, Arnie. I'm spitting facts to you right now.
Okay,
I was going to try to say it's halfway. I don't think it's quite halfway to Austin. But she said, while Scott Drew did not exit the plane, members of his family did. More details coming up at 10 o'clock tonight.
From Lexington. Did it not say that in there or no?
Yes, coming from Lexington, Kentucky.
Maybe it's just a coincidence and they were on vacation.
Well, I do. That was my first thought is, you know, when you have a major high profile Power 5 job, you pretty much might have use of a private jet to fly your family places.
Right.
But if what she's reporting is true, that members of his family got off the flight and the flight came from Lexington, then that seems to be pretty solid that they might have their guy. My favorite part of
that
the
he
day,
stayed by, that he stayed in Lexington and the family came back. You know, Chris, just not, is, I mean, if that's what you're insinuating. And
no, no, no. But I'm also laying out that at least they were there to go see what's going on. I think my favorite part in this is that he tweeted a picture of him at lunch today. And it led to Kentucky fans not only blowing up the restaurant and calling and checking on it, but some dude named @JeffFan40 on Twitter like took a screenshot of the TV that was in the upper left-hand corner of the picture and thought that the Family Feud episode that was being played was from 2020. But the Waco TV guide said they were airing an episode from 2022. And they went this in-depth to find out the picture was a fake. Well, coming to find out, the restaurant actually replied and said, no, no, he was here. That picture is real.
Wow. So, wow.
I mean, there's tracking private jets. Then there's taking a screenshot and going into the Waco TV guide to figure out if what was on TV is what actually was on TV at that time. Right. That's insane. That's psychopathic behavior, and I'm here for it.
You know, some of the reports say his wife likes Waco. They have a child that goes to Baylor, and the other two kids are in seniors in high school or in high school. So that seemed to be one of the sticking points. But when it comes to push and shove, the money that they're probably going to offer him is just too much to turn on.
Might
down,
be.
You know?
And he's been at Baylor for a really long time. I mean, my man's been there, I want to say, for like 17 years. So maybe he looks at it and says, time for a new challenge.
Well, if he's still there, let's say he is still there, and the family came back without him,
I don't think he's there. I mean, he was in Waco having lunch with someone today.
So what are they going to announce this? How come nobody's breaking the story now? How come even getting it wrong, nobody's breaking anything? They're not giving us. Wait, nobody's like in two days.
We've diagnosed the problem here, Arnie. I understand why you just want something.
No,
you don't. You just said you don't care if it's right.
I'm 90% sure he's going to be the next coach. Are you not?
Based
or what?
On what?
Well, who the hell else is it going to be?
All right. When we come back to
what?
The
is, am I wrong about that? Do you want to make a better jobs? I'll take Drew. You can have everybody else.
Okay, I'll better jobs. That's fine. You never quit when you've lost in betting your job, so yeah. I feel pretty comfortable with that.
Well, fire the update guy.
All right, TireRack.com studios. Speaking of the update guy, Brian Finley is in tonight. A lot of NBA to watch. What's going on?
Yeah, there is a lot of NBA to watch, and I remember the low blow there from you, Arnie, last hour about me calling like middle school basketball. Hey, at least
no, I said middle school kickball.
Well,
kickball.
At least that would be a better product than watching you at the YMCA or anything you ever did in your athletic height.
I had a game tonight that I didn't go to because I had to do this show. But we're 4-1.
Here's the thing:
I've missed my last three games.
So. It's funny because you might be on the team, but you never play, so it's not like you're missing anything.
They have
it's
to
good
play
warm-ups,
me.
Though.
Yeah. I pay, so they have to play me.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Exactly.
Well, let's get to the basketball first here. We have two games that are still going on in the NBA right now. One would be the aforementioned Timberwolves and Nuggets contest. 70-65, the T-Wolves in front. 5:33 to go, third quarter there. Anthony Edwards had over 50 points last night. He's got 21 already in this game. And halftime in Los Angeles, where the Clippers and Suns are playing a tight one, 56-55 in the Clips' favor. Bones Highland, 24 points to his name. He leads the Clip Show right now. Earlier, the Cavs crunched the Grizzlies, 110-98. Hornets come back and beat the Hawks, 115-114. The Hornets are now 20-60 on the year. The Raptors get flushed down by the Nets, 106-102. Luka Doncic had a cool 29 points in a Maverick. Triumph 111-92 against the Heat as the Magic on the road. They get bamboozled and baffled by the Bucks 117-99. That's the final score. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's not going to play in that game or the final two regular season games for the Bucks because of what the MRI revealed today, in that which came from an injury that he suffered last night in the form of his discovery that in fact it was a left hamstring strain that he suffered last night in a non-contact.
contact injury. And lastly, the Thunder with a whopping 127-89 win against their Victor Wembanyama-less Spurs, 127-89. Elsewhere, we are talking some baseball, and the New York Times is reporting, in conjunction with TMZ Sports, as Chris and Arnie were mentioning, where are the establishment media and sports with this breaking news? But anyway, Ipe Mizuhara, the now ex-translator, he got canned after he spent a lot of time with Shohei Ohtani, as the Dodgers slugger Ohtani is. But in regards to Mizuhara, he is in the process of pleading guilty to stealing millions of dollars from Ohtani for gambling purposes. And law enforcement now finding out, according to their conclusions, that Ohtani did not have any prior knowledge or involvement in Mizuhara's activities, in which he spent millions of dollars of gambling in gambling escapades. Plank and Spanier, I guess there is not a fall guy, according to...
That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if there is one on the show, we know it's Arnie, but...
Wow.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then I'll leave you with this, guys. Just a couple of mentions from some of the games in the Major League Baseball slate on this Wednesday. Dodgers fall on the road to the Twins, 3-2. The Phillies fork up a 4-3 win against the Cardinals, a win in 10 innings for the Mariners, a win in 10 innings for the Guardians. Padres victorious, so were the Marlins. 5-2 as they get it done, improving to 2-11 after beating the now 10-3 Yankees. And that Mets-Braves matchup was postponed because of inclement weather. Speaking of inclement weather, Plank and Spanier, looks like as Plank, I didn't know you were part meteorologist, because the way you described the weather.
Live in Oklahoma, baby. We got to be.
Yeah,
weather aware. Be weather aware.
I like that. I like that. That's pretty catchy. But that is in relation to what's going on in Augusta. Obviously, tomorrow, first round of the Masters. And as you said earlier in the show, there is a lot of rain that is expected to come in the morning. So as of now, the update from Augusta is that they're going to try to get things started in the afternoon, that first round tomorrow, although they are going to have an update at 5 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow in case anything changes. So you will get an update then. That's enough for me and my update. And according to Arnie, I should be fired.
We'll
see. Yeah, listen,
he wants to fire everyone all the time and then gets mad when people are mad at him. So just it's all good.
Does his wife ever want to fire him?
Wow, all the time.
Yeah. He'll admit to that at least. Yes. Are you still home solo? Are you a bachelor, Arnie? Or is your wife back?
No, she's back.
Okay. I'm a bachelor tonight.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah, during commercial breaks, I'm doing keg stands. Tie shirt, we've got a stat. We're having a party here while she's gone. In fact, I was partying so hard I completely forgot that my daughter needed to go to bed.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you know, yeah, kids, they can That's handle themselves. Yeah. I just
you
had to
gotta
go
take
in.
Care of them.
It's like, hey, listen, it's almost 11 o'clock. Gwen, go to bed.
Here's some Cheez-Its and a Disney movie.
You have a 4-year-old, right? Is that what that is?
Arnie, how long have we done the show together?
I was just joking. I'm joking.
Arnie, put the ball
down. How about this? Do you know how many kids I have?
Three.
Thanks. Okay. You got lucky on that one.
Am I got one? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Arnie is still a kid.
I barely know how many I have. So, how many, you know,
well
come
done,
on.
Arnie. Well done. Listen, we got some good tweets we want to get to. We'll do it when we come back. But before the break, I just want a general question here. Masters is, you heard Ryan Finley bring up, we got weather concerns tomorrow. It looks pretty good over the weekend. Does it do much for you? I mean, are you... I love golf, right? Yeah. I suck at it, dude. I'm so bad, but I love it, and I'm infatuated with it. I'm eaten up with it, and I love watching the tournament. But I have friends that'll sit down on Thursday and watch the whole thing, and when they leave, they got it on their phone or they're listening. I love the Masters. I love Augusta, but I'm also one of those guys that if like a Tiger isn't in it or I don't know, another big name, I'm like, I'll just catch the final three holes. Is that terrible?
I will watch every hole. If you tell me Tiger's involved, I'll watch the Tiger Channel, where it just shows you what he's doing and what he's swinging out there. Otherwise, you know, I'll gradually just kind of tune in, you know, give me the good storylines, maybe watch a little bit of it. I'm more consumed about the NFL draft right now and the end of the NBA, because they're starting the playing games on the 16th, but, you know, it's okay. I would love to see Tiger do well, but he's such a long shot. It just doesn't look like it's going to happen.
When we come back, you mentioned the NBA draft. Or, I'm sorry, you mentioned NFL. The NFL draft. When we come back, Arnie, let's kind of give a little perspective on what's real and what isn't. What are we buying and what are we selling in Lion season? Plus your tweets in for Jason and Mike. It's Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio.
Wow, listen to you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Arnie and Plank in for Jason and Mike from the TireRack.com studios. Though Jason and Mike did work today. What was your
analogy?
No, it's not an analogy. It's they do it in baseball and in basketball, like where the team that beat the team, so you get a victory over them in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they filled in for Covino and Rich, and Covino and Rich filled in for Dan Patrick. So technically, you and I are filling in for Dan Patrick right now.
He's, like, for instance, people would say, well, Tulsa beat UCF, and UCF beat Iowa, so Tulsa actually has won over Iowa right now. So this is how you're figuring this out.
Yes, but I'm not allowed to be in the studio with any other host, update, or producer.
Why is that?
It goes back to when I was going to throw my co-host through a glass window in Dallas.
But you couldn't throw any of the co-hosts through a glass
window. I was a lot younger back then, stronger also.
To the reaction so far tonight on Twitter at Stinkin' Genius One, I'm at Plank Show. Everybody go follow us at Fox Sports Radio. Eric writes, Arnie, you left out a few former T-Wolf superstars like Luke Longley, Felton Spencer, and Randy Brewer. Gosh, we could come up with some good random. Wasn't Kelly Tripucka a Minnesota Timberwolf, or was he a Charlotte Hornet whenever they first started?
I don't know. I just know him as a Detroit Piston, to be honest with you.
Hold on. We're not going anywhere. I think he was a Hornet because he was made available in the expansion draft.
Gotcha.
See, you learned that.
Hell of a score, too. People don't realize that.
How dare you leave out Felton Spencer when talking about Minnesota Timberwolf greats? $4 million over 8 years with Shohei, it is understandable if you trusted someone who was your friend and employee. But when you have $50 million in the bank, I honestly don't know how you don't know. It's a lot of money.
It's so different accounts, though.
$4.5 million, and they spanned it out over, 8 years that they decided, like Jason brought up on Twitter? I don't know.
And he got the alerts turned off, so Shohei could never see the alerts.
Where are you
his
seeing
phone?
The alerts turned off on the story? I can't find that anywhere. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah. No, it did. I read it on some fake account, I'm sure.
That's what I'm worried about right now.
No. That is part of the story.
The weed smoker writes, Ohtani paid his former interpreter a few million under the table to be the fall guy. There's no way Shohei allegedly didn't know about the $4.5 million gambling losses.
No. It would come back to him. And like I said, the feds don't say, well, if you've got a fall guy, we could just stop the investigation. We don't have to go any further because we don't care about the truth. We just need to arrest somebody. And if you've got that person, we're good with that. It doesn't work like that.
Hey, we're in the midst of this. Oh, wait. Hold on. What? You got a fall guy? Investigation over.
Case right, closed. We got this wrap it up. Press conference today in 1 hour. Doesn't work that way.
And Doug is very angry with us. He writes, this is why I almost never listen to Fox Sports Radio after March Madness through early August. When you think a draft is more important than golf's biggest event, you're doing more drugs and alcohol than anyone on an Andy Reid coached
team. What would the draft, what's the NFL draft going to draw in ratings compared to the Masters?
It's going to smoke it.
Oh, God. I thought you said it was going to even.
It's going to smoke it like the weed smoker is smoking blunts tonight. I mean, that's. I if you're a golf enthusiast, I understand where you're like, how in the world could you not want to be talking about the Masters and all these stuff? I get it. I understand it, Doc. I'm not going to be able to sell you on that. I'm here to tell you right now, there's infinitely more reaction, conversations, topics around the draft consistently and passion than there is around golf.
The only thing you'll be talking about the Masters is if Scheffler's leading and he has to leave to go be with his wife to have a baby, people are going to debate it going, should he go? Should he stay? He's leading. He's not leading. You know, it's his first baby, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's the only thing they're going to talk about. They're not going to be talking about the tournament.
Yeah. He has also won the Masters before. You know, Scottie Scheffler, at least, right? The Texas alum. He's won the Masters before. It's his only major title. So if he's leading, like you have brought up, which I think is an awesomely wild scenario, right? If he's leading with like three holes to go, you might be able to say, babe, hold off on that, all right? You just wait. You hold that in so I can get there. Because, I mean, question hand in the air, are the wives having these babies in Augusta? Are they there in Augusta for Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns?
I have no idea, but I'm going to say I don't think so.
Right. I mean, so they've still got to get on a plane and go somewhere to get there in time, right?
Right.
Do you remember, I found this story because I laugh because I remember the debates that were around when the Houston Oilers lost their mind because David Williams missed a game so he could be at a birth of his son.
Right, I remember that, yes.
Like they were saying, we're going to dock him a paycheck. He shouldn't be missing a game. We've come a long way since 1993.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine if a team was doing that now? Jeez.
Think of golf like just for a moment like it's a team sport. And one of these guys like, hey, my wife's having a kid. I got to go. And the reaction be like, no, you're not. You're responsible. You're ours. You better get out there and play. That's exactly what happened in 1993. We'll get into it next with Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.